Hey there, fabulous listeners. You're tuned into an episode of the Planner Girl Playbook. I'm Daniela, your host and the proud creator of PixelPlannerGirl.com. In this series, we dive into the thrilling world of business. Get ready to uncover innovative strategies and discover valuable tips that will elevate your business to new heights. Today, we're jumping into a segment of our series all about how to rapidly boost your cash flow when in a financial crunch. So let's get started.
Episode 6, How to Start a Side Hustle. One of the fastest ways to end your financial problems is to earn more money. One of the fastest ways to earn more money is via a service-based or product-based side hustle. Even if you have a business right now, these ideas can work for you as an additional income source or as a stopgap measure to get you through the financial crunch. Here are some side hustle ideas. Number 1. Offer a service. If you don't currently offer services in your line of work, consider adding a service to your offers. For example, if you're a food blogger right now but need to make more money, add recipe creation services, or photography services, or whatever you can with the skills you possess. Number 2. Sell your stuff. Do you have stuff you don't use or enjoy but is taking up space in your home? Have a yard sale. Sell on eBay.com or via your Facebook Marketplace. It's incredible how much money you can find just laying around or in your attic or basement. Number 3. Sell your arts and crafts. Many people make good money selling their arts and crafts on sites like Etsy.com and others. If you have a talent making something, chances are someone wants to buy it. Number 4. Become a reseller. Do you live in a community with a lot of secondhand stores? If so, you may be able to start a lucrative reselling business and put the first profits into your pocket by next week. Shop for bargains and then sell them for a profit on eBay.com, Poshmark.com, Mercari.com, or even via your local Facebook Marketplace. Number 5. Shop for others. Almost every community needs someone to shop, even if the apps aren't available yet in your area. You can make about $20 an hour shopping and running errands for people local to you. Number 6. Drive for others. Car services like Lyft, Uber, and Veo are excellent ways to get involved in making money driving for others in your community. The income can be quite substantial depending on how busy your area is. Number 7. Sell digital products. Add a digital product to your offers if you already work online and have a list. One idea that works really well is to compile all the original content you've created for your niche and turn it into a PLR for others to use. Number 8. Become an affiliate marketer. If you don't already have a list and sell online, this may take longer to become profitable, but it is one of the best additional income streams you can set up for your business. Sell other people's products and services and get paid commission just by sending the offer to your list. Number 9. Rent a room. If you have a big house with an extra room, you can make money almost immediately by renting it out to a roommate. Roommates can often help you with other things too if you set up the lease right. If you live in a touristy spot, you can rent on a nightly basis even. Number 10. Walk a dog. If you live in or near a city of at least 40,000 people, you can make money helping people walk their dogs or even care for their cats and animals inside their home. Many dog walkers make upwards of $20 an hour. Number 11. Sell plants, seeds, or veggies. Even if you don't do anything with plants right now, you can start selling plants, seeds, and veggies faster than you think as long as you have the land and can afford the initial investment. And finally, number 12. Offer expert advice. Sites like JustAnswer.com are great for setting up an additional stream of income quickly to a business you already have. If you are an influencer already, this can be a fantastic additional source of income for you. You can do this type of thing through a service, as mentioned, or just add it to your site and advertise your offering. The critical thing to remember is that if this is a real side hustle, you don't want it to overtake your current business or life in a way that holds you back from success. Instead, you want this side hustle to be something that allows you to continue your dreams while shoring up your bank accounts so that you can get through the hard times.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Planner Girl Playbook, only on Pixel Planner Girl Radio. I'm thrilled to help you get one step closer to mastering your finances. Be sure to check out our show schedule for exciting upcoming episodes. And don't miss out on signing up for our newsletter for fresh weekly updates. Can't wait to catch you next time.